Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, If He Were Not, We Could Never Be.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. The one who denies that Jesus is the Christ, that one is the liar, that one is Antichrist, and is denying the Father as well as the Son. Because no one who has the Father can deny the Son, and to acknowledge the Son is to have the Father as well. Keep alive in yourselves what you were taught in the beginning. As long as what you were taught in the beginning is alive in you, you will live in the Son and in the Father, and what is promised to you by his own promise is eternal life. This is all that I am writing to you about the people who are trying to lead you astray. But you have not lost the anointing that he gave you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. The anointing he gave teaches you everything. You are anointed with truth, not with a lie. And as it has taught you, so you must stay in him. Live in Christ then, my children, so that if he appears, we may have full confidence and not turn from him in shame at his coming. The word of the Lord. Saints Basil and Gregory Nazianzen, whose feast day we celebrate today, were born in 330 AD. They were close friends, fervent believers, and decided to live as hermits so as to escape the craziness of the late Roman Empire and also the craziness of the Church, rift asunder by so many opinions and false choices being heresies. St. Basil, in particular, is remembered for arguing against the Arian position. The Arian slogan was, referring to Jesus, there was a time when he was not, regarding him totally as created being, yes, infused with the Holy Spirit to a great degree, but only a superior human, having no identity with God the Father, no shared life within God. St. Basil then opposed this heresy, promoting the truth that Jesus is both simultaneously God and human, what is called the hypostatic union. It is appropriate then that these saints should be commemorated so close to Christmas and immediately after the feast day of Mary, Mother of God, for it is their work that brought that term into the use of the Orthodox Church and of Orthodox believers, as we still celebrate today and repeat in our creeds that Jesus Christ is truly God and truly human. And because Jesus is truly God and truly human, there is the possibility that our humanity may be transformed by grace, that our humanity can become more than just a lot of goodness, or a lot of pleasantness, or a lot of niceness, that truly we can be transformed in and by Christ, as the sacraments transform elements to bring God and Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit really and truly present to our lives and to our perception. St. Basil then is a great role model in the completion of our human existence. That completion is the transcendence of self into the embrace of God, the transcendence of our humanity into the divinity of God. And so many places in Scripture, also in our liturgy, and in the life of the mystics, speaks of that moment when we shall see God face to face and become like Him. That is all God's gift. There is no super exercise that we can undertake to become better, nicer, or more pleasant. There is only the journey opening our hearts and our lives to the transformation which God offers to us. And so at the beginning of this new year, let us open our hearts and our lives to that transformation. For if 2020 has taught us anything, is it that it is so easy to simply remain base and caught up in ourself, caught up within our selfishness and totally centered upon myself or my small closed circle of family and of friends. Well, so-called friends, because with that point of view, your friends are simply those people you exploit until you have worn out their patience. The year 2020 has once again highlighted how much we need the transformation which Christ offers us. The transformation to become more than ourselves and become fully transformed in God by God's grace. For the position of the Arians is that we can become better human beings and more like Jesus, the one who achieved his own salvation and showed us how we can reach our own salvation. And that is the problem, reaching our own salvation and not caring one little bit about the lives, the upheavals, the problems, the temptations of others. Isolating ourselves and making our own salvation the most important thing and fooling ourselves that we can achieve it without God's help. Arianism, in a sense, is the great precursor to capitalist self-interest. For there is no trickle-down, there is only the constant grabbing and gathering to oneself and one's own bank account. The way of Christ, the way promoted so eloquently by Basil and Gregory, was to place ourselves in the hands of God, to be transformed, changed, opened, and made aware of one another. For salvation is given, and salvation embraces, it does not exclude. And divinity gathers to himself all that is good, all that may be transformed, all that can bring grace and peace to all of creation. So let us allow ourselves this transforming grace, this great change from self to selfless, from self-centered to open to the universe, from self to God. Amen.